Hi there, I'm Eileen Thompson, founder of Treasured Ministries. Welcome to our podcast and YouTube channel where we talk about conquering codependency God's way. You know, for years, I was unaware of my codependency struggle because it flew right under the radar of my confused Christianity and controlling tendencies to find love. But when God brought an awareness and an unraveling of codependency that would open my arms to real intimacy with Him, everything changed. Now, I'm not a psychologist or a therapist. Don't expect an expert on this channel. I don't even have a seminary degree. But I am a woman that found freedom from codependency through God dependency. And now I'm passionate about sharing this with others. So join me as we discover truth, experience freedom, and live treasured. Today, I want to talk to you about setting boundaries with your time. Now, all of us probably have struggled with this on some level. This is definitely a consistent struggle or issue that I have to monitor in my life by just being really, really close to God. But I want to begin just by sharing this story with you because, you know, I have always been a workaholic, and that workaholism came as a result of my coping mechanism of codependency. I was always saying yes to things. I didn't know how to say no to things. I didn't know what was right to say yes and to no to. And so, you know, I was always working so hard. And not only was I working, but when I was working at something, you know, it needed to be perfect. The ministry became so overwhelming that my husband came to me and said, if you do not take 3 months off of Treasured Ministries, you have to stop. And the thing is, I knew he was right. And I knew he was saying this out of love. And I knew he was giving me a choice with consequences out of love. And I just burst into tears. Because the truth is that I was worn out and weary and I wanted to stop. But I needed permission from somebody to get me to pause. And I wasn't sure how everything would get done. I mean, I was running a ministry. Like, how do you stop doing that, right? And I was almost relieved when my husband said it, when he said, you need to stop for 3 months. And so it took me a while to figure out how to unwind from what I was doing. I read a great book by Sandra Dalton Smith called Sacred Rest, because rest, I really didn't know how to rest. But an amazing thing happened as I began to take that respite. It just so happened that COVID entered the picture. Now, COVID wasn't amazing, but what was amazing about COVID for me, where I was in my walk with the Lord, is that all activity stopped. The world stopped. And so now, not only had my husband given me, quote unquote, permission to stop, right? Like, I didn't have the confidence to say no, but my husband gave it to me. But there were no more meetings. There were no school things to drive to. There was just nothing. It was stillness. The world stopped. And even though I didn't have the confidence to create that pause in my life, because my husband gave me permission and because the world actually put on pause, I experienced true rest. And it was the most beautiful time inside of my life, because it was rest, but it was rest without guilt, because everybody else, you know, there were no gatherings to go to. I didn't have to say no. You know, the COVID guidelines said know for me. I wonder if any of you watching today feel at the end of your rope. You're worn out and busy. And you know maybe you need to rest, but you don't know how to stop or what to stop, and you don't know what to do. You don't know how to set boundaries with time. But what you do know is that the Word says, not that we won't work, but when we do the work of the Lord, whether it's ministry or at our jobs or at our home, that it's not meant to be this burden that keeps us up all night, you know. You see, God wired us to take on responsibility that He has asked us to carry. But oftentimes, especially for codependents, we say yes to obligations that might be good, but are not from God. Now, I talked about in my introduction that there were several forces that allowed me to rest, and they were outside forces. It was what was going on in the culture with COVID, and it was my husband saying, hey, you know, you need to rest, right? It didn't come from the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit had been prompting me to do this, but it was, I didn't listen to it, right? I just kept running and running. Well, God wants us to respond to the inner calling of the Holy Spirit to call us into rest. But oftentimes, because we are conditioned to external forces, right? What the culture is doing, who we need to please, what somebody else wants us to be and do, that we don't listen to the Holy Spirit, because that force inside of our life has been given priority. Well, inside of the Old Testament, one of the things that God did inside of His law that you read about this week is He regulated rest. He regulated rest by putting it inside of His laws through the Sabbath rest as a weekly rest, through annual festivals that would happen periodically during the year. And so inside of the year and inside of every week, there was a prescribed rest. Now, this rest for God's people was not rest that was for them to go on vacay and or to go shopping. This was rest to receive from God, right? To sit in His presence. And because all the culture was doing this, and we talked about this in the 21-day challenge, the culture was resting, right? Because all of God's people, you know, they were doing this. And because there was that external force, the law on the outside, on those stone tablets, exactly what Moses received, the rest was regulated. It was a natural rhythm, right, that was regulated. But now that you or I are in the new covenant, we talked about this, the law has moved location. It has moved to our hearts, right? It's written on our hearts. And so what that means to me about the Sabbath and about these festivals is that now it's not regulated by an external pressure, right? By the law on the outside or by the culture, everybody taking a Sabbath, everybody going to celebrate the feast. It is regulated through what the Holy Spirit is prompting us to do. In other words, where is God asking you to rest? How is God asking you to rest? Now, I don't celebrate the feast or take a rest once a week because I feel under compulsion, like God is not going to forgive me if I don't do these things. I do these things because it brings me closer to God, right? It's a form of intimacy for me. But I want us to just go beyond that, because the festivals were there so that the people could receive from God, but it also regulated this rhythm of rest. But we don't have that now, right? So now the way that you and I pull back and we have these pauses is through the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit prompts us to pause, it provides space for pruning, priorities, and planning. I can't tell you how many times when I pull away with God, think about if you went on the Treasured Tribe retreat, when you get away from things, the distractions of life, you're able to see things differently. And when you see things differently, you're able to live differently. And when you pull back and pause, one of the beautiful things that God does is He prunes things away. This is what I saw in my COVID sabbatical. John 15:2 says this about abiding in the vine. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and He prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. You know, sometimes when we're running and running and just doing everything, if we'll just stop doing everything for a while and pull back, God will show us things that we're doing that maybe we don't need to do, or maybe we could cut out on doing. And when God prunes, we actually become more fruitful. There's a fear that we have that we're not going to be able to produce as much. But when God prunes, He's looking at you like a master gardener looks at a plant. And He's taking off different branches so that you can direct your energy in a right direction and become more fruitful. When I grew a tomato plant, my friend taught me how to pinch off what they call suckers. And suckers are these little branches that branch off from a tomato plant, and they sort of divide the energy of a plant. So if you prune those off, the plant can devote more of its energy in the right direction. And when you will pause from life, when you will trust God with the work at hand and say, you know what, I'm going to let go of my self-reliance to rest, God will reveal to you things that need to be pruned. Two summers ago, I was telling the Lord, you know, I'm overwhelmed with everything with Treasured Ministries. And one of the things that God told me was do a podcast every other week, not every week. And of course, there's this fear. Well, what if I'm not producing every week? And what if, you know, our numbers and we're not reaching enough people and blah, 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 and all that sort of stuff like that. Do you know that our analytics have shot through the roof since I made that decision? When we listen to the Holy Spirit, when we pull back and get His direction, we can thrive by doing less. The second thing is planning. Proverbs 16:9 says that we can make our plans, but the Lord is the one that determines our steps. Proverbs also tells us that hard work and planning bring success. Hard work and planning. Now, as codependents, it's like we're working hard because that's all we know, right? We're afraid of stopping. What if I stop? What if I stop? You know what? It's not just hard work. It's hard work and planning. And when you pull back and stop the work, it is incredible. God will give you ideas. He will give you plans. You know, planning is never a waste of time. And when you plan, right, the Lord, you can make all the plans you want. The Lord is still going to determine your steps. In other words, God may give you a plan, and then He may tell you in the middle of the week to pivot with the plan. In other words, with that podcast thing, there may be a day where He says, you know what, I want you to go back to one a week with the podcast thing, right? And so we're still seeking God. But are you frustrated because you're working and you're working and you're working and you're working and you're worn out and you're weary and you don't feel like you're trying to get ahead? Maybe you're not pulling back. and resting to get God's plan. And the last thing is priorities. God will prioritize your life. He will prioritize your life when you pull back and rest. This is from Mark chapter 1, starting with verse 35. Before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. Later, Simon and the others went out to find him. When they found him, they said, "Everyone is looking for you." But Jesus went out to an isolated place to pray, right? And then listen to his response, verse 38. "We must go on to other towns as well. I will preach to them too. That is why I came." So he traveled throughout the region of Galilee, preaching in the synagogues and casting out demons. Do you see that? God gave him direction. And that direction gave him a priority. Here is where I need to place my efforts first. And so now, I know you wish it was regulated, right? Like in the Old Testament, and then everybody was taking the day off because it was easy for us to rest, right? Like when it was in the culture, just like it was in COVID. But you don't need man's permission, and you don't need the culture to call you to rest. And by the way, it never will, because you've got the Holy Spirit within you. You've got the Holy Spirit within you. But in order to say yes to the Holy Spirit, you've got to have the biblical confidence to say no. And I want to talk to you about looking at your no, giving you that biblical confidence to say no in a way maybe you hadn't thought about it before. Have you ever thought of your saying yes to everyone that perhaps it could be greed? Now, I don't mean to shame you by that. I mean to give you revelation for healing. Any of you that have watched any number of my videos know that I talk about a big thing for me to breaking free from codependency was seeing that it was idolatry, seeing that it was sin. And another piece for me was seeing that my constant need to say yes, for me to decide what was going to be on my calendar, for me to be captain of my day, was greed. Because when I saw it as greed, I could come before God and confess it and say, "Lord, I need help with this." Now, let me unpack this for you just a little bit more. So you and I are made with limits. Only God is limitless in his strength and his time and all that things. But we are made with limits. And time really is our most valuable commodity that we need to put boundaries around, because once you spend time, it's gone. It's not like money. You can always make more money, but once you spend time, it's gone. And so how we spend time, there's a limit that we must live in, and the Lord must be over our limits, how we are spending our time. Now think about it this way. Just imagine if you and I went to a buffet. Let's say we were at the Cove. The Cove has this amazing buffet that we have at our Treasure Tribe retreat, full of yummy food, right? And let's say that I went up to the buffet line and I didn't just grab one plate. I got them to bring me out a cart, and I put 6 plates on there, and I just went down the buffet and I just took 6 plates full of food. Well, you would come over to me and say, "Are you crazy? You don't need to take everything. You don't need to say yes to everything on the buffet line. You're going to feel sick." And if I were to eat all of those, how would I feel? I would feel sick. I would feel overstuffed, right? Well, God has designed our bodies with a limit, and you have a limit to what you can say yes to. And you may not be feeling overfilled like you've eaten and eaten and eaten, but maybe in a similar fashion, when you can't say no because you keep grabbing everything by saying yes, you feel overwhelmed. Think about overspending. We have a limit. God wants us to live inside of our limits. But if we say, you know what? I need more than I have. I need more. I need to get and get and get and get and get. We're going to be in debt, right? We're going to be uncomfortable. And codependency is the same way. It's saying yes all the time. And what we're feeding, the hunger that we're feeding, is our need for love and acceptance and value. We say yes, 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 because we're so afraid of losing love. So afraid of losing love in so many ways, disappointing our boss, or maybe we're afraid that we're going to disappoint our husbands because we're not making as much money. And so we say yes, and we say yes, and we say yes, and our love hunger drives us beyond our limits. You know, that love hunger inside of you is a device God put inside of you so that you would find Him, His love, and that you would live out of the overflow of that. And when we live out of the overflow of that, we're not saying yes anymore to get love or acceptance, right? We're saying yes because the Holy Spirit has prompted us. Galatians 6:8 says this: those who live to satisfy only their sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life. And so in that verse, instead of living to please our hunger to be loved, we live to serve God, and only works prompted by the Holy Spirit bear that eternal fruit. You have limits to what you can do, and God's limits are loving. And greed says, you know what? I know what I need. I know what's going to make me feel loved. I'm going to accomplish this, 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 and that, right? Last week, we talked about that word shalom, and shalom is that inner peace and restoration that only comes from God, and God wants you to have peace in every area of your life, including how you spend your time, and it doesn't look like wholeness and peace when we're not getting the rest that we're designed to get, and we're not living the way that God wants to. So how do we find those limits? In other words, if there's no COVID to cut it off, or not everybody in our culture is taking this rest or going to this festival or doing all these things, how do we find it? We've got to stop. There's a saying called Shabbat Shalom. In fact, if you were to go to Jerusalem on a Friday, you would probably hear it inside of the street. It's sort of the greeting as the Sabbath is getting ready to begin. Shabbat Shalom. It literally means stop. Stop. Often, we work harder trying to make whole the things in our life that we have lost or fear losing. And when this happens, it can be an indicator of trust with God. When we shift our effort into entering into God's rest, and I'm telling you something, God did prescribe it in the Old Testament. But that rhythm of rest is every bit of important to Him today. And when we say, you know what? I don't need it. I know God took a rest on the seventh day, but I'm good. When we say we don't need it, we are basically telling God, I know what I need. I'm in control. And when you see it that way, you'll stop spiritualizing your yes and saying, well, I couldn't say no when I can't. You know what? When the Holy Spirit gives you a pause, it's all the permission you need. This week, I want you to take some time, and maybe inside of your journal, you could kind of write, and I want you to ask God. The Bible says that Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Ask Him, Lord, in this season, how can I take rest? I've got little children. That's kind of hard to do on a weekend. But Lord, is there maybe another time that you're calling me to rest? And maybe it is. That you want to get real creative. Maybe you want to set aside some time where you get out of town and you get into God's presence. I know one thing you can do. You can come with us at our annual summer retreat and head up on the mountain and experience renewal and real rest. And the truth is, I know you have a lot of responsibilities. God is not asking you to let go of every responsibility. He's asking you to let go of them long enough so that you can give them the very best care. In verse 12, it says, you have 6 days a week for your ordinary work, but on the seventh day, you must stop working. This gives your ox and your donkey a chance to rest, and it also allows your slaves and your foreigners living among you to be refreshed. One of the best things that you can do in your new journey of resting is to pull back. Because when you do, when you receive that real rest from God, there's a ripple effect that happens and pours out to others to refresh them too. God has already asked you, invited you to rest in Him. It's in your circle of control for you to choose to say yes to Him.